Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
The title of our message is The Gift of God. James chapter 1. Verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He said to us, every good gift and every perfect gift is from God, from heaven, and it comes down from Him. And this God is the Father of lights. In Him there is no changes, does not change, nor is He having any shadow, any dark place in Him. He is complete light, means He is manifest, He is true. There's no lie in Him. It says He is good. He is perfect. What gift? The gift of God. See what the psalmist says in Psalm 19, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Said to us, the word of the Lord is perfect. That is the perfect gift, the word. And that is a converter. It converts the soul. That the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. See Psalm 12, verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Says, the words of the Lord are pure words. Every word of the Lord is pure. As silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times, said that the word of God is purified, is perfect. That means there's no lie in Him. There's no lie in the scriptures. And so that's why He's saying to us that every word, as the every gift, comes down from God. That all scriptures came down from God. They are good. They are perfect. Coming from the perfect God. He said, be ye perfect even as your heavenly Father is perfect. That means He wants us to have the perfect one. He wants us to receive the perfect one. That the perfect one is Christ, the Word of God. Who is the imperfect? The flesh. He says, we are only complete in Christ. And that this Christ is the gift of God to humanity. For God so loved the world that He gave this gift unto us, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish but shall have everlasting life. The man came to Jesus. He said, what must I do so that I will be saved? And Jesus answered him. He said, why are you calling me good? For no man is good except God alone. Who is that God? The Word of God. He's good. That's why it's called the good Word of God. That anyone that has partaken of this good Word of God and of the Holy Ghost and of the Word to come, if he fall away, there's no way to restore that person. Since that he has trodden down the perfect one under his feet. He has rejected the truth that came from heaven. That the scriptures is good. And that's why he says in John chapter 6, reading from verse 32. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. That is my Father that gives the true bread. The true bread is he that cometh or that came from heaven. Verse 34, Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. That is the problem. He says, you have seen me and you believe not. The scripture says, I am the bread that came down from heaven. What bread? The living bread. Not the ones your fathers ate in the wilderness and they died. But this one, he said, if you eat him, you will never die. You will live eternally because he is living. He is powerful. He gives life. He is the life-giving spirit. That the scripture is living. They didn't know what he is saying to them. When he says, I am the bread of life, he said, you have both seen me and you don't believe. They didn't know he was telling them of the word. Although he told them later in John 6:63 of it. John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I'm talking of my words. The words in the Holy Bible. They are the perfect and the good gift that came from God. He is the bread. The true bread that came down from heaven. That God so loved us. He gave this gift to us. Who is this God? The Holy Spirit spoke unto man and gave us his word. He said, eat the word. For every word that came from the Holy Spirit, they are good, they are perfect. For by the same word, the heavens were made and all the host of them. By the same word, he created all things. He says, eat the truth of the Bible. That this is the gift of God to humanity. What gift? The word. That God gave us this Bible so that we will not perish. But have him. Have the eternal life. Because he is that eternal word. For heaven and earth shall pass away. But he said, my word cannot pass away. Because he is living. See what he said to the woman Samaria in John chapter 4. In verse 10. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. He would have given you the living water. What does that mean, the living word? It will feed you, would have fed you with the finest of wheat, with the honey from God, the good word that came from God. He said, if you know the gift of God. The woman said to him, how are you going to give me water to drink? What's the problem? She was looking at the natural water. But Jesus, he was speaking to her concerning the scriptures, that he is the fountain of the living water. That you came to the natural well, but you're supposed to come to the spiritual well. The well of salvation. That with joy we draw water from this well of salvation. That's why he says, come to me. All you that labor and heavily laden, looking for God, I will give you rest. Who says so? The scriptures. He said, come. I'll give you water. I'll give you living water. Then out of your belly will be flowing out this truth of the Bible. You will see that the spirit of the scripture is living because they are his words. And then he says that because they are his words, they are perfect word of the spirit himself. And that his word is the gift. He says that newest the gift of God. The woman didn't know the gift of God. She was looking at the natural water. Maybe, where's this man going to give me water? They don't know the gift of God. They think that these things of this world is the gift of God. Christ is the gift of God. That came down from heaven. The word that proceeded from God is the gift of God. And he says, receive him. For as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. That it is him that God wants us to receive. He wants us to receive his word, which he sent. That this word of God is the good gift, is the perfect gift, is that gift that is able to save our soul. Say, what shall it profit a man that he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? You see how he quit it? He took the whole world, all the resources of his whole world, and said he cannot save his soul. But there is one that can save you. He says this one is from God. See what Hebrews says concerning him. Hebrews chapter 4. Let's read from verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. He said we should come to the throne of grace boldly, that we are not having a high priest that cannot be touched or who does not understand our feelings. For he himself partook of the same. He was made flesh. Who was made flesh? The Word of God. Jesus, the Son of God, became human. That he knows. And therefore, we should come to him. He said, I condemn you not. But this is the condemnation, that the truth is come. The grace of God is come, and men love darkness rather than the truth. That he is the truth. He is the perfect one. He says that you are struggling, you can do big God. I am the truth. I am the perfect one. And what the law could not do in that he was weak in the flesh, God sending his son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And he was tempted like us. Condemned sin in the flesh because he was tempted and he sinned not. And this perfect one God gave to us. He says every word of God is perfect, which is the Christ. That the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That this is the inheritor. What are we supposed to do? Is to become joint heir with him. How does that happen? When you receive him. You receive him as the true Son of God. You receive the Word of God as the true one that came from God. Say, the dust returned to the dust. The dust didn't come from God. The Spirit returned to God. I gave it. That every word that came from God, they are spirit, they are living. It returns to God. Because he's of God. He says, you are from beneath and from above. That you have both seen me and you don't believe. That they saw him 40 years in the wilderness. He was leading them by his word. That word followed them, which was Christ. They said they didn't believe. They said they have seen him. Has the word not seen him? They have seen him, for the scripture said so. That the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. That is teaching us, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. That those who believe on him, they are looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, the Word is going to appear. He came before, who was made flesh, the Scriptures. The Scripture is calling us. He said, come. I am the gift of God. Receive me. As many as receive me, I will bring them to life that obtain this grace of God while you have hope. For everyone that comes to God by him shall be saved. He's able to save them to the utmost, even in the grave. So he will bring you alive. That's why the scripture said to us in Ephesians chapter 2 says this concerning the gift of God. Reading from verse 8 to verse 10. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. He said Christ is the good one. God ordained it from the beginning that we should walk in Christ, not in the flesh. We should live in him, move in him, and have our being in him. That the grace of God is the Savior. We are saved by grace through faith. We believe that he is the perfect gift from God. He says, not of works, lest anyone will boast. That this is Christ. That when it comes to Christ, you can boast because it's not you, it's him. That came from God. He only said, receive me. That only those who receive him are saved. And that when you receive him, you will have the evidence in you. That's why it says, if you believe in your heart the Lord Jesus and confess with your mouth, that is the evidence. That God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. That we are saved by grace. That's why he said, come to this throne of grace. You see the throne of grace? That the Holy Bible is the throne of grace set up by God. That when you come to this throne, he said you should come boldly. How? When you repent. That repentance towards God and faith in him alone. He said when you do so, you can come boldly. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, because such person has repented, he has turned to the Spirit. He's no longer carnally minded. He's spiritually minded. So he can come boldly to him. Because when you come another way, he said, that's the way of a robber. If you come the way of flesh and blood to the Holy Bible, he said, that's the way of a hypocrite. That is the way of death. That way seems right to many. He said, but the end thereof are the ways of death. For there is a broad way. So many find that way. But the narrow way is what he's saying to us, that there is only one gift from God. That gift is perfect, which is me, Christ says. He said he is the gift of God. He is that perfect gift to the woman, that if you know the gift of God, that I am the gift of God. And the woman received it. And she went to the city of Samaria and began to testify. She was no longer ashamed of him. Why? Because she had received him. Then when you receive the truth of the scriptures, of this Bible, you will no longer be ashamed of him, as opposed to Paul says. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Holy Bible. For he is the power of God to everyone that receive him, that believe. Everyone in the whole world. That believe our testimony, that this is our God forever. Who? The God of the Bible. He is living. He is perfect. And so God so loved us, he gave him to us because we don't know whom God is. Then God now gave us his son. Who is that son of God? Holy Scriptures. So that through the scriptures, he can bring us to himself. He can bring us to the true God because these are his true words. Jesus says, he that has seen me has seen God. He that believes in me, believe in God has sent me. If you believe in the scriptures, you are not believing in the scriptures only. You are believing in God that gave us the scriptures. If you receive the scripture, you are not receiving the scriptures only. You are receiving the eternal spirit that gave the scriptures. You have said to his seed that he is true. Because you have believed his word, that the scripture are the true word of God. they are the perfect gift of God. And that's why the world is in confusion today, because they don't know what to receive. But the scripture is saying to us today that it is Him we are to receive. That every word of God is perfect, is pure, is settled, is given for this purpose to save our soul. And that's what Jesus said this in Luke chapter 11. Reading from verse 9. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? He said you should ask. You should seek. You should knock. Ask for what? The Spirit of the Scriptures. The Holy Spirit. He said He will give you His Spirit. Everyone that asketh, receive it. Everyone that seek will find. Anyone that knock, He said He shall open unto such one. He opened the woman of Samaria. And then she received Him. He says, I am the Messiah. The scripture says, I am He whom God sent. He's talking. The problem is that the world don't hear His word. That anyone that hear His word, as the Father says, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear you Him. As the Father speaks, so His word speaks. As they say that He will give you His Spirit. How? If you love Me, keep My word. And My Father will love you. And then He will give you His Spirit. The repentance is what it takes. That if we who are evil knows how to give good gift to our children. He said, how much more your Heavenly Father will give you His Spirit. What Spirit? His Spirit. The Spirit of the Word will enter you. And then you become a witness of Him. You become a testifier of Him. He says, anyone that asks will receive. Therefore, if they have not received His Spirit, He said they didn't ask. They are seeking for something else. He said to Moses, look at Joshua, Caleb. They have another spirit. They have My Spirit. Because they did ask for. What happened to the rest? They were looking for watermelon, garlic. The things of this world that will perish. That's what they are asking. We say, what has God done for you? Not what God did. For God so loved us, He gave us His work. Jesus says, I am the work of God. What work? Say the writing was the writing of God. Written with the finger of God. That God wrote His word and gave to Moses to give to the Israelites. He said, that is the work of God. Written with the eternal finger of God. Jesus says, I am He that He sent. That your Father didn't eat Me. That's why they perish in the wilderness. If they have eaten the word of God like Joshua and Caleb, they will live still. They will have continued to the promised land. And that He's able to keep you and do what He said. He's able to perform His word, His good works towards you if you keep Him. That if you keep the scripture will keep you. And that those who kept Him, He kept them. When Adam rejected Him, He was rejected. When King Saul rejected the scripture rejected him. Any nation, any society that rejects the scripture, He said they are rejected. And so that's why He's calling everyone. He says, I am that good one that you are supposed to receive. He spoke of His own. He said, Ephraim has forsaken that which is good. He has turned away, but it was supposed to be of Him. That He gave them the word. But He said, Ephraim, turn away. He was talking of the Israelites. That they turned their heart from the good word of God. Moses, his servant, spoke of them prophetically. That they have kicked, they waxed fat. And they kicked, they forsook God that delivered them from Egypt. They forsook the scriptures, what He's saying. and they did, and they perished. And so he's saying to us that we should not forsake this good one. That God is good. The flesh is the evil one. That when Adam received the evil one, he died. That God is good. Who is that God? His word. That if we keep the word will keep us now in this present world and in the world to come. He is able to raise you up on that day. That if the spirit of the Bible enter you, as he said, the same spirit is he that raised Jesus from the dead. He will give life to your mortal bodies. What spirit? The Holy Spirit. He said, I want to seal us with the Holy Spirit. That spirit comes upon a man when he repents and turns to the scriptures. He said, enter. Enter where? Enter the word. That if you abide in my word, and my word abide in you, then you are saved. You can go in and out and find pasture. You are delivered. You are free. This is the gift of God. The true gift of God. Anyone that look into this perfect word of liberty, because this is the perfect gift. That's why I say every good gift, every perfect gift, coming from above, coming from the Father of lights. He says, if you continue in his word as the living one, as the perfect one, as the good one, he says, you are not a forgetful hearer. But anyone who comes to the scriptures and he walk away, where did he walk away to? To the flesh. Says that our iniquity, like a wind, has carried us away. What is that iniquity? Flesh and blood has blinded the minds of humanity, that they cannot look unto this perfect law of liberty. That this perfect law of liberty is the author and the finisher of our faith. That's why he said, looking unto him. Who? To Jesus. That is his name. The author and the finisher of our faith. That Christ, the word of God, is the author and the finisher of our faith. Is whom God is preaching to us. He said, receive him. Receive this engrafted word of God and not just be a hearer only. You hear what he's saying, don't do what he's saying. He said we should attend to the word. We should deal with the word of God because it is him God is preaching to us. That we are dealing with him. Who? With the scriptures. And that this holy scripture is available. He said you have both seen me and you don't believe. That he that sees the scripture is looking at the Almighty God. He's looking at the invisible word because he is word. That word expresses himself in the scriptures. This is the express image of his person. And therefore, anyone that comes to this expression of God must believe that he is God. He said, if you believe, then you have pleased God. Then you continue him. And if you continue him, he said, you will be blessed in your doing. Why did he say you'll be blessed? You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That the spirit of the scripture in no time will enter you. The understanding of the scriptures will enter you. The revelation of the scriptures will enter you. You will not know him. That he is the true God and the eternal life. That God, the word is looking for, is this holy Bible. That it has never entered your heart. The eyes have not seen him. Ears have not heard. What God prepared for us. That God prepared for us a better, a perfect one. He said, this one is better than the blood of Abel. He speaks better things. That the scripture is greater than Solomon. The scripture, he said, if you had known the gift of God, who is standing in your midst? That the queen of Sheba came to, from the south to listen to the wisdom of Solomon. A greater than Solomon is here. And men don't understand. They are being led by flesh and blood. But he says, those flesh and blood, they are blind. If you follow them, they will end you up in the ditch. They have never seen God because no man has seen God at any time except this one that came down from heaven. Except the good word of God, the perfect one that came from heaven. He alone has seen God. If you turn to him, he says, he will bring you to God. And that one is the Holy Bible that God so loved us. He gave us his word. He said, take to it. You shall be saved. See the eternal spirit. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.